T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man injured as car crashes into pond near Bentley. We've got the story.
Kirby schools plan to implement canine drug checks on campus. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Attack on Saudi oil production having an impact on Kansas gasoline prices. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It looks like we will deal with one more day in the 90s before temperatures start to back down into the 80s, a little bit closer to normal for this time of year. Our full forecast is up in just a few minutes.
The first impeachment investigation hearing in the House provided few answers from the only witness.
House Judiciary Committee Democrats wanted more details about Corey Lewandowski's conversations with President Trump. The special counsel's report revealed a request from the president to his former campaign manager to get the attorney general to limit the Russia investigation.
The White House has directed that I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler argues Lewandowski isn't afforded that protection since he's not worked in the administration.
You showed the American public in real time that the Trump administration will do anything and everything in its power to obstruct the work of the Congress.
Nadler says he'll consider holding Lewandowski in contempt. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man is in critical condition after a vehicle crash and submersion northwest of Wichita. A semi hauling a trailer crashed into the man's car Tuesday evening at 109th Street North and 167th West, about a mile west of Bentley. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant David Hine told Cake News.
The semi-truck has a lot of weight, at a lot of speed. It's a little tiny vehicle. We're talking about simply dirt. Kinetic energy tells you that semi is going to push that vehicle wherever it goes.
After the impact, both the semi and the car landed in a drainage pond at the intersection. The car's driver had to be rescued. Driver of the semi was able to get out on his own. When the victim was pulled from the water, he was not breathing. Victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
One Kansas school district cracking down on drugs and vaping.
Derby school officials are implementing canine drug searches on campus in response to feedback from parents and students from a survey taken last year. Derby safety and security officer Matt Liston tells KSN News the canine units will soon be making their way down the halls of Derby Middle School and Derby High, sniffing for drugs.
So if it's opioids, if it's THC, if it's whatever it is that dog's trained to smell for, that dog will be able to hit on it.
The district has partners with the Kansas Highway Patrol who will provide the drug dogs. The district says the searches will take place twice a year, once each semester. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The attacks on Saudi Arabian oil production have impacted Kansans at the gas pump. Sean Stewart with AAA says prior to the attacks, supply was healthy, but crude oil is trading higher than it was last week.
Those attacks have taken 5.7 million barrels of crude oil per day off the market, and that accounts for 6% of the global supply. Since the price of crude oil accounts for at least 50% of total retail price, as crude oil increases, so will the price that we're going to be seeing at the pumps.
The average in Kansas Monday morning was $2.35 a gallon. Prices in Wichita jumped to $2.45 a gallon Monday.
A surgeon accused of mishandling surgeries in Missouri is banned from the operating room of the Wichita Veteran Affairs Hospital while his work is being reviewed. The Kansas City Star reports Veteran Affairs decided to ban urologist Christelle Wambi-Kisi from doing surgeries at the Robert Dole VA Medical Center in Wichita after learning that he faced disciplinary action in Missouri. Missouri's Healing Arts Board found that Dr. Wambi-Kisi performed robot-assisted surgeries beyond his abilities.
Tropical Storm Imelda now down to a tropical depression, but what's left of the storm is threatening some areas of Texas over the next few days. Forecaster Andy Lotto of the National Hurricane Center says some parts of the Gulf Coast may get hammered with with as much as 15 inches of rain.
When it got close to the coast, it went over some very warm waters, which helped to make it develop fairly quickly before it went on shore. That being said, it became a tropical storm right before making landfall, and now it's a tropical depression. It's going to be moving slowly to the north across eastern Texas over the next couple of days, which could cause heavy rainfall and flash flooding.
Storm made landfall Tuesday about 60 miles south of Houston near Freeport.
President Trump is in California attending fundraisers for his own campaign and the Republican Party.
The president stopped in Palo Alto and Beverly Hills Tuesday. Today, he's in San Diego. Last week, the Trump administration sent several officials to Los Angeles to talk about the homeless crisis. On Air Force One, on his way to California this week, the president said cities like L.A. and San Francisco are destroying themselves. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recorded himself at a new homeless shelter and spoke directly to the president.
It's no secret that I've disagreed with you on almost everything, Mr. President, but if you are in your heart willing to save lives alongside us, we know what works here.
He asked the president to fully fund programs that have been cut, like home emergency shelter grants and affordable housing money. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Not many runs in the Royals and A's game last night. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
The Eureka High School football team will have the home field advantage for the first time in more than a year. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Eureka Kansas High School football team will have the home field advantage for the first time in more than a year when it plays September 27th. The team will play at home that night for the first time since an EF3 tornado destroyed their field, more than 150 homes, and close to two dozen businesses in June of 2018. The team, which is called the Tornadoes, played every game last season on the road.
Jail time for two men who tried to take video of an off-limits airbase in Nevada.
The 21 and 20-year-old from the Netherlands sentenced to 10 days in Nye County Jail after they were found inside the Nevada National Security Site September 10th. But the judge said they can be released in 3 days if they each pay a fine of $2,280. The men also turned over computer and camera equipment and a drone, which their attorney valued at $10,000. The lawyer says the men plan to post video ahead of events this week stemming from the Storm Area 51 internet hoax. The Nye County prosecutor says the two could face a more serious charge of conspiracy if they're found there again. The once secret site was used by the Air Force from 1945 to 1992 to conduct nuclear weapons tests. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A drunk driving stop by police normally doesn't make news.
Deputies in North Bloomfield, Ohio, say they pulled over two Amish men drinking while driving a horse and buggy when they spotted them riding in the back of the buggy, no one on the reins. The deputies say the men had been enjoying a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra Light on their 1 a.m. ride. The two guys ran into the woods, and the deputies had to jump on board and pull the buggy to a stop. They impounded the buggy and found someone to take care of the horse. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident. Watch out for this one. Southbound on I-135, it's approaching the 1st and 2nd Street exits. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear and warm this morning in Wichita. We're going to be sunny, heating up again this afternoon, getting to 92 for the high. Dry and quiet weather continues tonight. Our low 71, then windy on Thursday with a high 88. Moisture from a tropical system will start moving in on Friday, and that will give us a good chance of rain heading into the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour, 72 degrees. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Census. The census is to be taken here in 2020. It's already, part of it's, I guess, already underway. We've got an update this morning with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you.
So are they already taken account, or do you have to wait till the calendar date?
So, yeah, 6 months. No, so the rollout, it happens in April, so 6 months from now in 2020, and all U.S. households, that's when we begin receiving these census questionnaires. For the first time, we'll be able to have a couple of different options on how to reply to the questionnaires. We can do it online. We can do it via the phone, whether it's landline or a cell phone. And if you don't reply via those two options, that paper questionnaire is going to find you. It's going to chase after you until it gets to you. You need to fill it out. The goal really, it's to count everyone, once and in the right place. Because as you know, besides congressional apportionment, the accurate population count decides how billions of federal dollars are spent each year and how funds are given to cities and states and rural communities. So it's very important.
The I was doing a little research this morning. The Constitution apparently says that the each person in the country is to be counted. Every 10 years, I guess. So.
Yeah, every 10 years. It is in the Constitution. You remember, I mean, back in the day, during the founding days of our country, I mean, they had to go via horseback to the 13 colonies, the 13 states within the country at the time to find everybody. And so now it's a little bit easier. We can do it online and via phone, and the U.S. Post Office, it makes it pretty easy for us to get this information to us. So the big rub, I think, politically was for either side of the aisle, it was the whole citizenship question that President Donald Trump wanted. He wanted to know who's in the country, who's in the country illegally, who's not. And so that failed to get onto the U.S. Census. And so what he did was he issued a directive in July ordering the Census Bureau to determine the citizenship status of every U.S. resident, where they live, but without asking them. So even the U.S. Census officials, not really sure how this is going to work, but they they're going to try and determine who's here legally and who's not, but without directly asking them. We'll see. We heard from the U.S. Census Director, Dr. Stephen Dillingham, yesterday, and he says that answering these questions, it's all protected, it's confidential, and will not be shared with anyone, including law enforcement. But it's a big deal, particularly when you've got, say a state of 5 million, for example, and if the census comes back and they find out that, it's really only 3.8 million people that are legal residents, well, that changes the congressional map in that state. And so there's some pretty big pushback from Democrats and the Republicans and President Trump. I mean, it's important for them to get this information, because obviously there's a lot at stake in terms of power.
Probably over 300 million people in this country. I wonder just how accurate it can be, whether they can actually count every person.
Yeah, well, we've been hearing that 11 million number of people here illegally or so, roughly that number, 11, 14 million, somewhere in there for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. It's hard to say. It's hard to assume that that's accurate, but it's what they tell us, so that's what we should go with, right?
Nice.
But look, this is something that everybody needs to do. Everyone living in the U.S., Puerto Rico, American Samoa, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and Guam, both those are in the Pacific, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands. We're all required by law to conduct this 2020 census.
Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. As always, we appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso talking about the census that is beginning, actually, officially in April, as he said, coming up in April. The 2020 census. It is 8:15 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And, had a nice afternoon yesterday. Actually got my wife out for a walk yesterday afternoon. High was 92 degrees. A little breeze out there. It didn't feel too bad, but you're still 10 degrees above normal. The normal high for the date was 82. And talking about physical fitness and working out, what about the American cancer survivor who succeeded in her remarkable quest to swim across the English Channel 4 times in a row?
What?
In other words, go over, come back, go over, come back. Sarah Thomas, she's from Colorado.
The worst relay ever.
Yeah, she completed the feat Tuesday morning after more than 54 hours of swimming.
Oh, my gosh.
37-year-old completed the treatment for breast cancer last year.
Bless her heart.
Yes, she was cheered by a small crowd as she arrived in Dover, the cliffs of Dover in England. She was given champagne and chocolate to celebrate. She has dedicated the swim to all survivors out there. Showing remarkable physical fitness,
my,
as far as I
know. No kidding.
You know, if I have to swim across the pool from one side or the other, I'm pretty much
out. You winded
it.
Yeah, you're done.
And she went for 54 hours.
54 hours.
Where she would rest a little bit, I'm sure, and keep going. But swimming in the ocean like that,
gosh,
that's amazing. She did it so she could call some attention to cancer survivors. Well, this tropical depression, Imelda, the heavy rain, we've been talking about it this morning in our news in Texas, down along the coast down there. Every time I hear about that, I think about the few, couple of years ago when I was down there with my wife and on the edge of a hurricane, and we were getting so much rain, we didn't know if we were going to make it back to Wichita up 35. But a lot of rain coming on the coast down there.
Yep, Houston area is going to get it.
And we've been hearing from our meteorologist that we could have a little bit of a, well, as part of it, just you know, here in Kansas over the weekend. So from that depression or whatever. Make it 8:18 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And the Royals taking on the A's again out in Oakland, right, Ted?
Not a lot of scoring last night. The A's and the Royals, good pitching on both sides. The Royals only ended up with six hits. All they got out of it was a sacrifice fly for one run. Not enough. The A's won the game 2-1. Oakland only had four hits, but got the most of their run potential. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Tonight, it was Oakland that turned the tables as the Royals had a 1-0 lead as late as the seventh inning. And then Matt Olson jacked a tremendous home run that went over 450 feet. Jorge Lopez hit the next batter, Mark Canha, and Seth Brown, this young rookie out of Lewis and Clark College, who is a 19th round pick, smashed a double into the right center field gap. And that scored Canha, and that was pretty much it, as the bullpen of Soria and Hendricks did the rest.
Okay, so Oakland has the best record in the American League here in the month of September. They've won seven of their last eight. They are the number one wild card team right now in the American League with a week and a half to go. One more in Oakland for the Royals in a today game today under the sunshine out in California. And that'll be about 2:30 this afternoon. The Royals and the A's, you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night in Denver, the Colorado Rockies lose 6-1 to the New York Mets. The starting center fielder for the Rockies, former Wichita State Shocker, the rookie Sam Hilliard, 2-for-2 at the plate last night. His second multi-hit game as a major league player. Former Shocker, the rookie Sam Hilliard, nice double hit effort last night for the Rockies. We'll be talking college football tonight. It's the weekly edition of KU Football Hawk Talk, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks coming off that big road win at Boston College last week. KU is 2-1 on the season, and the conference opener is coming up Saturday in Lawrence against West Virginia. Talk about it tonight on KU Football Hawk Talk. And in volleyball last night, another win for the Southwestern volleyball team with a sweep over Langston, 3-0. Southwestern volleyball team now on a 10-match winning streak. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, we're seeing the latest, what would you call it, offering from our local baseball franchise as a mascot for the new baseball team coming to Wichita next year. They call it the Doodahs.
Yeah, yeah, yet another non-name for the team.
Doodahs.
Which they will not be the Wichita Doodahs.
No. Doodah goes back. The first time I remember anybody referring to Wichita as Doodah was the late Randy Brown.
Yeah.
Way back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Called it Doodah. And that's kind of stuck. Of course, you got
Randy Brown and Bob Getz used that a lot.
Yeah. You got the Doodah Diner, right?
Yes, which is iconic.
So there you go. But it doesn't look like
it's a AAA franchise name now. This is my least favorite of the four they've trotted out so far.
Well, we're thinking about maybe a Wizard of Oz theme. I was thinking about that the other day. The Munchkins probably wouldn't go, would it?
I would doubt it.
Kind of like the Munchkins, but it's kind of, you know, wimpy. How about Toto's? The Toto's? That's of course, Dorothy's dog was named Toto.
Yes.
Or the Tin Men? No? No?
How
about the Scarecrows?
See, I don't mind that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat. All right, well, anyway, it's probably not going to be none of the above. Right now, the last offering is the Doodahs. How many are they going to put out? Did they say six?
Oh, they said six or seven.
Six or seven.
So they trotted out four of them now.
And
the official announcement comes in mid-November, so we're a couple months away.
We're getting close, though.
They're leading up to it, trying to generate some buzz about it a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know that they have to. I think when it's time to open the gates down there with a brand-new stadium and a brand-new team, I think there's going to be plenty of people showing up, no matter what they call them.
Well, I just read an article talking about the fact that minor league baseball attendance was up pretty significantly this year, and they're attributing a lot of that to cities that are building new stadiums.
Yeah.
The cities that have built new stadiums see a very, very robust attendance.
That's what we're counting on here.
Yeah, and now we'll be in that mix in 2020.
Okay, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Allegations about Biden's past. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
New Balance Wichita. They go above expectations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.